Well, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. One more from, maybe two more from Calaveras. My town, my town's a little drive-by town. Yeah, yeah, I think they're right. Yep, my town, here we go.
It's a drive on my town. It's in if you're going 60. You miss it if you blink your right town. It's a bunch of little houses and a bank and a grocery. Nothing much special to see. But my town is the only town for me. I moved to the city for a couple of years, but I could never call it home. It's funny how so many people make you feel so alone. I guess they got some pretty nice women there beneath the perfume and the paint, but you never know which ones are and which ones ain't. It sure ain't like my town. It's a folks say hi town. The kids on bikes and a flags on the 4th of July town. You can come around for some lemonade. Visit neath a big shade tree. That's why my town is the only town for me. I came back home and married Mary Jo. I've known her since I was 4. The sweetest girl in the whole wide world, and she was living right next door. Sometimes the best things in life are like that, sitting right under your nose. You go chasing daisies when you're already holding a rose. That goes for my town. It's an average guy town. Get married, settle down, have kids and eventually die town. But there's no place I hold dear like here among friends and family. Cause my town is the only town for me. With a coupon for one free beer. And just about every decade, you get to be man of the year. Right here in my town, it's an average guy town. It's a folks say hi town. It's a drive on by town. Oh, it's my town. Thank you.
like a river.
That's an interesting song. It's called The Deep from this group Calaveras. Don't know much about Calaveras, but I get all kinds of stuff. And two major vocalists in that group, one a man and a woman, and the woman has a very strident voice. The man's a little more laid back, and he did My Town, which I like that song. That's a good song. It's kind of an interesting amalgam of styles here going on. There's kind of a almost like a new agey pop thing. And then this sort of more folksy thing going on with Calaveras. And Calaveras, is, of course, Calaveras County was where the jumping frog contest was in Mark Twain's short story, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. And I think Calaveras, the word, goes back a lot deeper than just a county in, I don't know, Missouri or wherever that was. And we also heard... you know, the Slocum Creek Ramblers, Lone Pine. We're going to hear one more from them. This is called Angeline. I just love this album. Love this kind of stuff. Here we go, the Slocum Creek Ramblers sounding like this.
different where I come from. Never thought much of home. Angeline, it haunts me now. I left home just to get away. Find some work and earn some pay. But oh God, the years, Angeline, I lost my way. There's my mother and letters. There's my father singing tunes. There's my sister and my brother, Angeline. To find a friend with cocaine and money to spend. Drinking, playing cards, Angeline, it fell apart. When you lose it, head so fast, crash like a freight train coming off the track. Took his life. There's my mother in letters. There's my father singing tunes. There's my sister and my brother. Angeline, I think of you. Coming home again, home to my mother and letters, home to my father singing tunes, home to my sister and my brother, Angeline, coming home to you, Angeline, coming home to you.
There's a reason why we'll make it. 'Cause every time that I just can't take it, I climb back out into love again. Oh, I climb back out into love again. Once or twice I knew that we were through. We couldn't talk, we couldn't sleep, all our worst fears were coming true. But something broke inside of me that showed me something I didn't know I had. I climbed back out into love again. Oh, and I climbed back out into love again. stepped out on the sea. I never knew what that chance he took would do for you and me. But there's no other way to explain it. A miracle any way that you paint it. We climb back out into love again. Oh, we climb back out into love again. Yes, we climb back out into love again.
Civil defense monitoring stations. My friends all tell me that I'm pessimistic, but I prefer to think of myself as realistic. When the big one comes and the earth begins to rumble, I'll be happy underground eating chicken gumbo. Planned escape. Me and Ronnie will be safe inside our mountain. We've hit the big decline and we're still buying time, with George and Danny up there fighting down that fine line. It makes my brain burn. You'd think that we'd learn. Why does it feel like Ronald Reagan got his third term? My friends all tell me that I'm pessimistic, but I prefer to think of myself as realistic. When the big one comes and the earth begins to rumble, I'll be happy underground eating chicken gumbo. Chicken gumbo. Chicken gumbo.
Wild bird, beating in my heart, I cry at you singing on. The night's so long and the darkest part is always just before the dawn. The longest night felt my life slip away. I fell with my face in the sand, lying in the cold. I just let go and I watched as the sun slowly rose. Well, I would have died if not for you and the singing of your song. Your dark wings beat down the shelter of my heart. I knew I would journey on. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Wild bird, you are my true friend. Your joy, it will never end. Follow you through the darkest night, and all my wounds will mend. Wild bird, you sing so free. You teach me to dance and to play. I shed the chains of hate and of fear. I love more each passing day. Well, I would have died if not for you and the singing of your song. Your dark wings beat down the shelter of my heart. I knew I would journey on. La, 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 la. La, la, la.
Fetch me a bucket of mud, Maggie, fetch me a bucket of mud. We're gonna build a mud house 4 feet tall so we can walk around without feeling small. It'll have a mud front porch, a mud patio, even mud toilet seats in case you gotta go. It'll also have hot and cold running mud. So fetch me a bucket of mud. Fetch me a bucket of mud. Maggie, fetch me a bucket of mud. We're gonna build a mud variety store with different mud departments on every floor, with mud elevators, mud escalators, a muddy cafeteria with mud-caked waiters serving muddy coffee from muddy percolators. Fetch me a bucket of mud. Fetch me a bucket of mud. Maggie, fetch me a bucket of mud. We're gonna build a mud-powered automobile with mud-filled crash dummy sitting at the wheel. We'll take it out and test it on muddy mountain roads with mud-covered landmines waiting to explode. With a sexy advertisement, we can turn mud into gold. Fetch me a bucket of mud. Fetch me a bucket of mud, Maggie, fetch me a bucket of mud. We're gonna manufacture a mud politician with mud puppy eyes and a muddy sense of mission. He'll muddy up the House floor, muddy up the Senate, muddy up the meaning of the mud committee minutes. He'll set new foreign imported mud limits. Fetch me a bucket of mud.
Oh, Bill Davies singing one of his earlier songs, Fetch Me a Bucket of Mud, man. I think that's a great song from his album Life Like. We also heard Chicken Gumbo from the album Gravity. We heard Laura Light do The Wild Bird from the album No Gravity. And yeah, we heard from the album Phobia Robe Miracles. This is a great set. Bill Davies. You know, it's easy to forget these folks from the early 90s, late 80s, that whole Seattle scene, which included people like, oh, I don't know, Neil Woodall and Janis Carper and of course, Heidi Muller and all of these folks. And some of them still managed to keep it all going. Cat Eagleston, Steve Gutta, Hank Kramer, the whole Victory Sings at Sea thing. What an era in the Seattle folk scene that kind of found some of its way over onto this side of the mountains. Neat stuff. And it's got a legacy, and it's all good stuff. And there are a lot of imitators out there, folks, lots and lots of imitators, and a lot of innovators. And sometimes it's hard to tell which is which. All right, take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maurer. We're going to be right back with some more Laura Light and some more Bill Davies and some T.R. Ritchie. Hang on. We're coming back. Hang on now.
If you contribute to Northwest Public Radio, you have something in common with hundreds of businesses and organizations, such as Gritman Medical Center and the Moscow Food Co-op. Together with them and thousands of other generous listeners, you're bringing meaningful programs to the good people of the Northwest every single day. Thank you.
If you've been waiting for a little sunshine to come out lately, then it looks like you're in for some good news. Partly sunny skies throughout the weekend until the start of the new week. This afternoon, breezes will pick up, turning to gusts. Look for a high on the Palouse of 42, Eagles Park Valley 50. Remaining partly cloudy this evening, with lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s.
way of thinking. Do you know what that means? Raise her without doctors, teaching her what she needs. Raise her with eyesight, color recedes. Everyone is brilliant, what's unseen? And the years don't improve, but we do. And we can improve what the years do. Trace the subjugation that buries a plan to another big business, another white man. Something is made naked in the secrets he shares. Sells the future for dollars, and it's buyer beware. And the years don't improve, but we do. And we can improve what the years do. What the years do. Your promise, give it a name. Empty all your baggage and family shame. Empty all your wallets, light a lot of words on the walls where you're living in the shade of the birds. And the years don't improve, but we do. And we can improve what the years do. What the years do. And the years don't improve, but we do. And we can improve what the years do. What the years do. What the years do. What the years do. Thank you.
Two Rivers, written by Larry Unger, played by Laura Light, from her album No Gravity. We also heard Le Grange, oh dear. Anyway, it's a kind of a French-Canadian thing. She wrote it. She wrote the tune at the end of it. It has to do with the stone barns in the Pyrenees, which in themselves, the way they're built and the way they're presented, have some pretty ancient significance up there. And then we heard Bill Davie, one of my favorite Bill Davie songs ever, The Years, it's called. And the years don't improve what we do, but we can improve what the years do. Great song. What a great writer. Oh my gosh. Bill Davie. From the album Lifelike. Another great writer. The late T.R. Ritchie, who died of pancreatic cancer in February. I think it would have been a couple of years back now. T.R. Ritchie. Just a good guy. And wrote great stuff. One of these kinds of people that he could write, you know, a lot of people could try and produce the same kind of material T.R. Ritchie, and they couldn't pull it off. T.R. Ritchie was what he wrote, I guess is a good way to put it. This is a kind of a song he wrote about middle age and the dreams and the hopes and all those kinds of things and how they kind of dissipate and what you think of yourself. Oh, Wild Horses. It's the title cut from this album. Ready? T.R. Ritchie. Here we go.
How long was I fooling myself? How long was I living a lie? Telling myself that it doesn't matter, I let all those chances go by. If it were mine to do over, I'd blow off the doors to begin. The lion would roar, the eagle would soar, and wild horses would come charging in. So many good things disappear, so many good friends get away, so much precious time can be lost, squandered on needless delay. Everything turns on the moment. Is it ever too late to begin? The slightest of moves brings a thunder of hooves, and wild horses come charging in. Never too old. I have not yet bought into the lie. The world is a wild and beautiful place, and fear has not clouded my eye. Sometimes when I wake in the morning, I'm not sure which world I am in, but I take it on faith. I've come to a place, wild horses come charging in. Everything turns on the moment. Is it ever too late to begin? The slightest of moves brings the thunder of hooves, and wild horses come charging in. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a melody on every mountain peak, a song just waiting to be sung. And it's best to hear it in the morning time, when the mountain's singing to the sun. So I get out of bed, I stoke the nighttime fire, boil the water on the stove. Then I pick up the fiddle and I play that song, time to let the feeling flow. There's a melody on every mountain peak, a song just waiting to be sung. And it's best to hear it in the morning time, when the mountain's singing to the sun. So I get out of bed, I stoke the nighttime fire, boil the water on the stove. Then I pick up the fiddle and I play that song, time to let the feeling flow. There's a melody on every mountain peak, every sound is waiting to be sung. And it's best to hear it in the morning time, when the mountain's singing to the sun. So I get out of bed, I soak the nighttime fire, boil the water on the stove. Then I pick up the fiddle and I play that song, time to let the feeling, time to let the feeling, time to let the feeling flow.
Oh, Mr. Matt Hammer, this is the album I was telling you about, the Alaska songs. We managed to, due to the ingenuity and the quick thinking of Jesse Jacobs, our music coordinator, burned the CD. So we now have two copies. One works on our CD players and the original doesn't. And it just has to do again with a format thing. So anyway, we have it, Melody of the Mountains. This is a whole album of Matt Hammer's Alaska songs, and apparently that's the bulk of what he's going to be performing at his concert at the Unitarian Universalist Church there on Sylvester Road in Pasco. Matt Hammer. So you need to check that out. He's just a nice guy, and that's good stuff. From our standpoint, our folky standpoint, that's really good stuff. The first album was a good kind of a format country album, if you like that kind of thing, and it was good. This is, from our standpoint, really nice stuff. For that, T.R. Ritchie, Wild Horses Come Charging In. T.R. Ritchie, the wonderful, wonderful songwriter. And there was a thing going on where when he recorded, you just kind of waited for an album because he could take those kinds of things that seemed mundane, that seemed ordinary, and turn them into something really, really, really special. Well, okay, my goodness, we're just about ready to wind up this whole thing here, this show, in terms of the break here, except I can't seem to get my break music going here. Oh my gosh, I'm at a loss. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. The break music isn't going, so what we're going to do in that mode is we're going to talk to you about the email and how to find me and all this kind of thing. Email me at dmaher@wsu.edu. And there's the Rankin family in there. Oh, my gosh. Boy, this whole thing took me off guard. Did that show? I'll bet it did. We're going to hear from T.R. Ritchie in the third hour, some art theme, and who knows where we're going to go. And we'll have a calendar and all kinds of good stuff. So if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, maher@wsu.edu. Or call me at 509-332-5047. Amanda Cully doing the playlists and doing them well as we record this show. Those of you who want items on the calendar, you need to let me know about 4 to 5 weeks in advance. Actually, we're way behind, and we're recording this show pretty much in the week that it airs. That is not a good thing. But if you want something on the calendar, send it to me 4 or 5 weeks in advance. So one, I can give it a little more mention than just one on the calendar. Alrighty? Okay, and thanks so much for all the, my gosh, the thank yous have been coming in. All these people say, oh, I'm not really into folk music, but I hear your show, and it just, it makes me want to find out more. And I'm getting a lot of those lately. You know, folks, the thing about music is there are all kinds of musics out there. And you don't even have to really think outside the box to find them. They're just there. And what does it matter if you take 3 or 4 minutes out of your day and you look something up that you didn't think you'd like, and maybe you don't like it, maybe you hear it on iTunes or on Pandora or something like that, and you don't like it? Okay, fine. You just found out, okay? And then all of a sudden you hear something that you do like and you go, wow, and you just found out, okay? So make sure that you don't get too judgmental about music, because music is so many different things to so many different people. Why it's out there and why it's not out there. Alrighty? The Rankin Family from Nova Scotia in the background. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marm. We're going to be right back for lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we're coming back.
Shachi, Morun.